Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. There's quite a bit of it, but I'll try and rattle through it. We'll start with a bit of athletics. Just two weekends ago, Olivia Steer of Dawlish enjoyed success at the English Schools Track and Field Championships. The talented runner won her heat in Birmingham by 5 seconds and went on to claim second in the final, achieving another personal best in the process. Last weekend, the youngster crossed the border into Wales to represent England at the SIAB International. She ran in the 1500 metres on Saturday and achieved another podium spot, coming second again. The PBs also continued to fall for Olivia, as this time she beat her previous best by a solid 4 seconds. Next up for Olivia is another national event in which she'll be running the 3000 metres at Birmingham Alexander Stadium. And then she'll return closer to home to Exeter, where she'll be running the 1500 in the South West Championships. In rugby, England under-20s hoisted the Rugby World Championship for the first time since 2016 during their recent trip to South Africa. The final took place in Cape Town last Friday, and it was a 21-13 victory over France that sealed the deal. Starting at fly half in the final was Tynmouth's own Ben Cohen, and he labelled this success as something you dream of, and for it actually happened, makes all of the hard work worthwhile. Moving on to running, the Teignbridge Trotters staged their longest established race, the Hey Tor Hella, on Saturday last weekend. The race first took place in 1986 when it was called the Moorland Run, then changed its name to the Hey Tor Hella in 1991. Race day weather pretty much summed up our summer so far, although the light drizzle and mild air temperature actually made for perfect running conditions. Samuel Della from Ilfracombe Running Club won the race in a time of 41 minutes and 28 seconds, with Martin Jenkins of Biddeford just 8 seconds behind. And in third place was Tom Perry from the Dark Peak Fell Runners. First woman to cross the finish line was Fiona German from SWRR in 52 minutes 14 seconds. There can't be many races, if any, with such a steep start to a race. Runners are faced with a climb up to the top of Hey Tor before descending down the other side and making their way onto the open moorland and over to Hound Tor for another tough climb up to the top before making their way back up to Hey Tor and then a nice stretch downhill to the finish. Cricket. Tynmouth and Shoreden Cricket Club racked up an impressive 233-5 at home to Paignton in round two of the Corinthian Cup. No one reached 25 in Paignton's reply, Minar ripping through the middle order with 3-2 off 2 overs. Their quarter-final match was also at Hazeldown Oval, with Tynmouth and Shoreden again batting first and reaching just 146 all out against Bovey's second 11. Bovey's reply was 133 all out, so Bovey lost by 13 runs. Sport generally, Coombs Head Academy in Newton Abbott, part of Education South West, has achieved the School Games Silver Mark Award for the 23-24 academic year. The School Games Mark is a government-led award scheme launched in 2012, facilitated by the Youth Sport Trust to reward schools for their commitment to the development of competition across their school and into the community. Coombe Head Academy head teacher Helen Coulson was delighted with the award. Coombs Head were rated good by Ofsted last year, with inspectors noting that leaders plan a broad range of extracurricular activities, experiences and trips. Over 20 clubs run each week, including learning Latin, plant care, a community orchestra and various sports. Plenty of variety of this week because we move on to golf. And Stover Golf Club raised £524 on Seniors Captain's Day for Rowcroft, with an impressive table of over 50 prizes contributed by generous members. Thanks go to Eileen Garbett and Joe Wright for selling the raffle tickets and doing the draws, to St Austell Brewery for providing the drinks at the halfway house, to Denise Borden for running it, and lastly to Harvey Taylor for his sterling job of sorting the scores. There was an 80s-themed light buffet halfway around and 80s music playing in the background all day. There was also 80s retro sweets and a cardboard beatbox with presents inside given to the ladies. It was a great effort from the 77 ladies that took part, and ladies captain Teresa Metters would like to thank all that made the day so enjoyable. She's pictured alongside the article in her Tina Turner fancy dress. And sport generally again, and we have another reference to the Olympics. With the Olympics finally upon us, Joe Pavey and Tom Daly are perhaps two of the most famous Olympians to hail from Devon. But who will be representing the county this summer? World, Commonwealth and European medalist Ben Proud is London-born but attended Plymouth College as a teen and so has his Devon links. Tom Daly, of course, hails from Plymouth as well, the same going for rowing duo Jacob Dawson and Chloe Brew. Jacob is part of the men's eight team, whilst Chloe is one half of the women's pairs. Karenza Bryson was born in Plymouth and has ties to Ivybridge. She won gold for Pentathlon GB at the European Senior Championships in Budapest. Rowing isn't the only sport to boast a Devonian duo, with hockey having Giselle Ansley from Kingsbridge and Ollie Payne from Totnes. Ansley was born in Kingsbridge and attended Churston Ferrers Grammar School. And Totnes's Payne is newer on the scene of the men's side of things and was part of the Commonwealth team that earned bronze in Birmingham in 2022. Abigail Martin is just 16 and the Paignton gymnast won silver at Rimini in Italy at the European Championships. She's one of a number of teenagers set to represent Team GB. Ruby Stacey of Tavistock is also just a teen and she is a reserve for the gymnastics squad. Lastly, there's Ben Lane from Exmouth and Sam Sills from Launceston. Ben is partnering Sean Vendy in the badminton men's doubles, and Sam, who went to school in Tavistock, will compete in the men's windsurfing championship. Good luck to all local athletes and the whole of Team GB, and so say all of us. And that concludes the sport for this week.